Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Adedamola by Fireboy DML. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Interestingly, the title of this album is Fireboy DML's actual name, his government name, and it's his follow-up to 2022's Playboy, which had hits such as Bandana, the title track itself, and The Monster, Peru, the OG version, and the remix with Ed Sheeran that just went crazy. Adedamola is Fireboy DML's fourth album in a span of 5 years, which is great work ethic. The album opens up with Isheoluwa, which is Fireboy narrating his journey while he gives thanks to God for the blessings that have come his way as a result of, you know, the hard work, the talent, and all that. It sounds like a diary entry and a piece of introspection somewhat, and that is part of what makes it a perfect introduction to the album. Considering the album title as well, this is a great tie-in to show how personal this project is to Fireboy DML and maybe a reflection of himself in musical form. Call Me is such a dope song. It sounds like an 80s type record, that Afropop disco vibe of those times with sounds we use a lot in modern day Afrobeats and other African music right now, the type to find resonance with a younger crowd. The way he meshed those two worlds together is masterful and won't necessarily be easy to pick up on, but if you listened to hitmakers like Brenda Fassie, for example, you'll know what I mean. Fireboy DML outdid himself on this song, and I hope the listeners appreciate what he actually did, and the numbers will get to show that. Track 3 is Ecstasy with Shone Kuti, and the title is perfect. Absolutely perfect. This song captures so much of that sensuality. It's bananas. The way it feels, the way it sounds, the way it's executed. It's definitely for the lovers in the house and would be a fantastic song to really get the mood going with the object of your affection, the love of your life, whatever you call them. This song kind of sealed the deal for me that Fireboy DML was onto something special. And if you follow instructions, there might be a present for you, a gift for you in 9 months. But I won't elaborate. Anyway, by the time I got to track 9, which is Change Your Life, I was already, dancing and ready for more. And there are plenty of songs here that will ask you to move your body. One Day's Bop is one such track. And that one, sweetness. Sweetness, yeah. This really is an album where it feels like the party never stops. And that is one of the reasons I'm drawn towards it. Even when it slows down a bit on songs such as Ready with Grammy winner John Batiste, you feel the sense of positivity and just wanting to continue, with the good vibes and the good music. Speaking of Ready with John Batiste, I was wondering if he actually, laced any vocals on it or did more of the composing, and it looks like the latter, especially when you go to the end of Adedamola and there's John's interlude, which is track 14, and it's pretty much a piano solo with John Batiste as well. So that kind of answered my question. What I like about this Adedamola album is that Fireboy DML gives us probably his most versatile version of himself. While maintaining his hit-making status, he also redefines what sound we thought we knew him for, especially after he had the whole world singing on Peru. Because when you have a song that's that big, and especially collaborating with Ed Sheeran and all that, people expect you to just make that same record or something similar, at least, for the next few years, and just they're just hearing maybe 10 different versions of the same thing, so to speak. But Fireboy DML's bravery to challenge his listeners is impressive because he maintains that his talent is out of this world, and he executes it perfectly. I absolutely loved that Fireboy DML included some of his biggest recent hits, such as Yawa, which is a banger for the ages, sitting at 46 million streams on Spotify currently, you know, occupying that Afropiano space. And check out the Afropiano Intersection playlist on Spotify. It is there. It is there. That is impressive. 46 million streams on Spotify, man. You know, and it gave the album some familiarity together with the other previously released songs such as Obasima and Everyday. Adedamole is an album of multifaceted growth. Fireboy DML stays current with his listeners, but also gives them something more sonically, and the soundscapes, they are gorgeous. Many artists obviously tend to not want to mess with the working formula, which is what I mentioned before, yet Fireboy DML seems to continue finding a new level all the time. You listen to all his albums and there's clear progress, phenomenal growth, and that's saying quite something when you consider how good his debut Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps was. Even more so when you think about how he has never had a bad album anyway. Hell, he hasn't even had just an okay album. They've all been quality, top tier projects. I actually did a video on his last three projects analyzing if Fireboy DML could be the best album artist out of Nigeria, and he's right up there with the very best. Adedamola puts him there, hands down. I'd say Adedamola has serious replay value, which is enhanced by powerful collaborations. The guy got the legendary Lagbaja on the Sheun Kuti, Low J on Letting Go, Spinel on One Day's Bop, and John Batiste, as I mentioned earlier, all gave an excellent account of themselves, and they're great musicians. The mixing and mastering was absolute bliss here, chef's kiss, and you marvel at something different the more you repeat the album. The 41-minute runtime felt like nothing, even after listening to Adedamola more than three times, and I don't know how many times I've listened to it now, but that's the hallmark of one heck of a good project. He knocked it out of the park. If it was cricket, this is a six, bruh. In my opinion, this is probably the album to beat from a lot of the albums that I've listened to this year. I think this is the one, just in terms of balance and everything else. It has everything, in my opinion. It just has everything. I rate Adedamola by Fireboy DML a 9.2 out of 10. The man outdid himself with 14 tracks of excellence, and he might have my favorite Nigerian album of 2024, actually. I hope this one is submitted for a Grammy, you know, because it's got something special. And before I dip, do check out my website, mjwemoto.com, mjwemoto.com. Go check out the goodies and support your boy. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Nende.
This podcast is hosted by MJ.